Beis Nissen, Wednesday the 2nd of April, Rabbi Shraga Kalos, The Power of Song. Shailas. Topic has been changed to Pesach Shailas.
I just want to explain, I don't think I've ever changed the topic in my life, but Lamaisa, the power of song, the Torah does say, Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira HaZois, and Avada the Shleishim Yoyim Shkoyach, the Shleishim Yoyim Koydim Lachag, is Mechayvus to talk about the Nyonei HaPesach. And Befrat, there were a lot of people that came to me and they said to me, song, ahin, ahin, the Kalis, you come to England, we expect Halacha, the Kvaydish of Adam Zurat Sinai, and then I found from Dirshu that they said, we sent you to England for the Sugis of Hilchas Pesach. So what I decided to do was, I decided Mamish to make Mamish Pesach Yontif. Mamish Pesach a Yontif of song, the Shira HaZois. I took today a list, I just now, as I, right after davening, I wrote down a list of Shailas that I found most of the shailas that the Dir Shu Mishneh Berurah, Tak himself brings down. These shailas they asked, is that can you do this? The Mishneh Berurah that they write is a Meridik, a Gevaldik Metzia. But the my love myself is that most of the shailas, these are shailas I asked myself to Hulyash, to Chatzadik Levrocha. And it's the Iker and Pesach always is the shailas. Now, of course, I'll give the chuvas and whatnot, but the Iker is the Zevach Mishpacha. You now have about 7-8 days to spend with the Mishpacha, and that's the Iker of the Pesach, is to talk with the different shailas, and the shailas, whether it's in the Hilchus Pesach, or whether it's in the Seder in Yonim, even the Korban Pesach, maybe something in the Agadah, the different shailas that the Olam, the Iker of the Pesach, the Manishtana. The Manishtana, the questions, the shailas, you know, most of the kids, it's not right, the Mishneh Berurah says. He says, right after they say the Manishtana, you're supposed to give them an answer. It's not supposed to go right to sleep. But there's a reason the Mishneh Berurah has to say that. The reason is because we know that the Ikatak is the Shailas. Is that a person on Pesach, the Zevach Mishpacha, is talking out these Shailas. So let's try today. I'll go through some of them. Again, most of them I found in his Sefer, in the Mishneh Berurah, in the Dirshu. The questions that are added on to the Mishneh Berurah. But these are the things that either I heard, not necessarily today, are they said over there. These are things I heard specifically from Rav Yashiv, maybe other Paiskim. The Marshal, a Shaila I get asked all the time. Kimcha de Pesche. So the Pashtis, when you look through the Sefer Mishneh Berurah, I'll say to the Shulchan Aruch, the Kimcha de Pesche, der Klal, the Sugya, the Alma, and the Mishneh Berurah, in the beginning of Tav Chav Tes, when he talks about Kimcha de Pesche, it gives you a mashmayas that it's really a chiyuv. It's a chayiv gomer to give Kimcha de Pesche. And the emes is that Chalila would never come to take away from the intensity and the importance of the mitzvah of Tzedakah, and certainly Kimcha de Pesche, which is certainly a time-honored minig. The only thing is that I once spoke to the Yashiv about the Indian of Kimcha de Pesche. The way I phrased the question was, are you allowed to give Kimcha de Pesche from your maisa money? And Bahamas, in Hilchot Tzedakah, it's clear that a person, if he has some type of a chayv, l'moshel matanis levyayinim, which is already, there's still shleishim yayinim from the chag, and when it comes to matanis levyayinim, it's clear in the price of the Mishbura himself that you cannot use meiser money, because that's a chayv, it's an obligation. It could be you can add extra from meiser money. But something that's a chayv, of course, you know, any korban chayv can't be brought from a nedava, it has to be brought from a chayv, it has to be brought from your own personal chulin money. And the pashtus is that kimcha de pesche, when you'd go through Mishbura, you'd have the same reaction. But the meiser nowadays, unless you have a stronghold in a city that is able to have a shiva tuve ear that have that koyach to be mechayiv, they set down a specific amount, etc. For example, if they would all get together, if all the rabbanim in London would get together and they would decide a certain amount that everyone has to give, then it could be that there would be a chiyuv kimcha de pesche. But now it probably remains just in the Indian of definitely time-honored minig, that person should certainly give tzedakah before Pesach. But to say that it has the status of a chiyuv is difficult. Which the nafkamina, of course, is not the amount you're going to give. The nafkamina is that you're allowed to give from ma'isim money. And the pashtis, like I heard from Rabbi Yashiv, unless you have such a city, you'd be allowed to give from ma'isim money. That's number one interesting shayla.
Isn't that chiyuv mitzvah ma'isa? What's that got to do with the keila? It's a chiyuv mitzvah.
Because it all connects to what is. It has to be a chiyuv first. The chiyuv on the ma'isa, if there is a chiyuv, but it has to be a chiyuv. Now, it's only going to be a chiyuv.
It has to originate.
Yeah, it has to originate that this. Now, it doesn't mean it has to originate from a necessity of the tzibur, because like the Mishneh Berurah writes, it's always aniyim, especially. And he writes, especially in his time, we could say, especially in our time, we say always. There's always the aniyim exist, the kaimi aniyim, like the Gemara says. But the chiyuv to say this kimcha de pitzcha, it's a mechayiv, is already pashtis. Not a chi. Again, a person comes in, the first thing I say is, no, you don't have to give tzedakah. That he didn't say. He said, fakir, you have to give tzedakah. He gave one kula, that you're allowed to give it for maisa money. That was the only kula that he said. Number one. Number two, is a Yid asked me a shayla once. He asked me that he the way he asked the shayla was that he was in a barbershop. It's an interesting story. He was in a barbershop right before Pesach, and he had with him a bagel, and he left the bagel there. He left the bagel over there. You know, these things happen. It was right before Pesach. It was like a day before Pesach. He left the bagel and called me up. It was right around, I think, like an hour before the Seder. He called me up and right before Yontif, and he wants to know, what does he do now? What does he do now? I'm saying, is he mechuyev to go and to try? I mean, he'd have to go all the way to the barbershop, find the number of the person in the barbershop, and then to go call the person and whatnot, etc. Now, you could say that Mustama, the person who's the barber, Mustama is also has a chiyuv of bedikas chametz, and Mustama found the bagel, and Mustama has been burnt by now. The only thing is that in this case, it was a chilayni fellow, it was a non-religious fellow. And we don't have that chazaka. We don't have that chazaka, unfortunately, anymore. It used to be maybe you did have that chazaka, but unfortunately, you don't have that chazaka anymore. So certainly in this case, say, well, I don't know what to do. Mamish Nafshi B'Shalosa is a shayla of, you know, he knows that's a possibility that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam bring the Beis HaMikdash, and he has to be shetting a Kovin Pesach, and there's a shayla of Leisishpuch HaTadam Zilchi. He wants to know, what's he going to do? He has chametz in his possession. So the emphasis is that this one, I wasn't able to shaytai to ask Rav Liashiv, because of course it happened an hour before Yontif, but Takad on Yontif on Chol HaMoed asked Rav Liashiv. Rav Liashiv said that this would be an example of where a person can be Saimach on Betel. And it sounds to us like if it's a Chiddush, we know that this concept of Betel, we know that we are not Saimach on the Betel, either like Toysis Imsachan because Shema Yavala Oichlai, or because we're not Saimach because he doesn't really mean it, one of the two. In this case, this would be Begeder, Psinchasanta, you see the cook of a Psagadal Bisrael. He looked at it like a Mapoilus. Mapoilus, you know, this is a behind the closed door. No one is taking a haircut on Chol HaMoed, and he's not getting any haircuts. The store is closed, Lagamre, and he really has no ability to get it. In other words, I'll explain it in my English. Since it's going to be a schwitz to get into that store, it's going to be very difficult to get into that store, so then you certainly don't have a Shami of the Eichla. You certainly don't have a chasarin in his das of the Bedika. So then, this would be a case. It's ironic, but this would be a case. It could be Saimach on the Betel. Another case. The question only is that Avad Lechatchila, he certainly shouldn't have this. There's no shayla. Certainly shouldn't have it. But now, once we're after, so we want to know on what is bitl nachal. Lamashal, you have a fridge. Dvarim Yiduim, I'm talking over here to the tzibah. A tzibah that comes together at 9 in the morning, that means they already davened, I hope. And it means mamash, you know, guys of Satamid Chachamim, that know already a little bit in the Inyanim. We all know already that when a person has a piece of chametz that is behind the makim, somebody called me up on the way to the airport. He wants to know, he has it behind his washing machine. Right. He knows for sure that the child. He knows for sure that the child threw something there. He's borrow, right? He's borrow. He saw on Purim. He saw this child threw something there, and he tried to get it, and he couldn't get it there. Yeah. Okay, his child is a little bit different. He wasn't sure if the child threw, you know, a piece of food, his sister. Like, he doesn't know exactly what it was exactly. But there's a time godly said to me that this chametz there. He told me to go and to unscrew the washing. He's going to have to get a plumber. It's going to be a matziv. He has to go, and the plumber will be very happy about it, but he's going to have to get a plumber to go and remove a certain pipe. It's not possible to move it without it, etc. I don't know if this is the English metzias, this is the Israeli metzias. So he said, is he mechayev to do that? Now, vada for a mitzvah, a person has to give up 20% of mamayna, and over here's a lav. According to some sheet, it's not just a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, it's mamash, it's a lav, of bal yirah, bal yimah. According to all sheet, the only question is, if it's shegel, taisa, kumaseh. So he wants to know, is he mechayev to do that? Right? So this would be an example, again, that the idea is that if you have this concept, when can I be Saimach on Bittul? If I have a Mapoilis, I have something that the Pshat is, it's not possible to get to it. And it's not something that the Shemi of the Eichel, for sure not. And there's anything that I'm going to have to schwitz to get, we're not going to say on that a Shemi of the Eichel. We're not going to say on that he doesn't mean his Bittul. He's a Chedushim. You have to know when to apply these Chedushim. I just want to give to the Tzibar at least to know when to ask the Shailos. So that's number two.
Even
doesn't come again? Say again?
Even a Chol HaMoed, he doesn't have to go back and find it and destroy it.
I would say no. I would say the Chol HaMoed. In other words, the mice in this case, the question is going to be really after Pesach. The question is going to be after Pesach. The Chol HaMoed now, are we going to consider this to be Chametz Shabbat Pesach? Pasha's not. Pasha's not, because once it's Bittul, so then I had Bittul. Bittul, usually we're not saying the Chon. Usually it is called Chametz Shabbat Pesach. But here I have Bittul, and I have none of the Sibas of the Tekonos of Chazal. Yeah. Libby, I never asked the Shal Tov Liashiv. Something doesn't sound right over here, I must admit. Yeah. There's another svar which you all realize over here, that in the Mishtar Mechira, you do say the words that any chametz which is in my possession, I sell, right? I'm selling my chametz, I'm selling my children, I'm selling everything, and anything that's in my possession of chametz, I sell. So, you know, the Chaira, that anyways, it's been it's already sold chametz anyways. Yeah, but if that's true, then why do we have to do anything? Right? So obviously, this isn't so simple, but we'll leave it like that. There's something to think about. Come again? Oh, so that you should know is a big shiloh. That I taka saw in the Dir Shemesh Nebura. He brings down a big machlekes. He brings down that Shevet Alevi. Shevet Alevi says that if you have, I think I wrote it down, I don't want to get the names wrong, but he brings down major machlekes that, he brings down that the Rav Nissen Karelet says that if you find chametz, you have to burn it. Kivur in Shulchan Aruch, Kivur in the Gemara. The Shevet Alevi says, what, you're burning the guy's chametz? It's very nice of you. You have to ask Ivan first if you're allowed to burn his chametz. What if he's not masking? What if he... Yeah. Maisa.
If it's not in his possession.
Come again?
The barber shop is not in his possession.
Yeah, is it? But it's mine. It doesn't say... In the Shtar Mechira, they cover everything. They cover chametz you're going to buy, chametz you did buy, chametz you might buy. They cover everything in the Shtar Mechira. Whether it works or not is not the issue right now. Not the Chalila, whether the Shtar Mechira works. But whether the additional Tnayim of, we're selling chametz and the chule, but the Vada, they cover it. They certainly cover in my ownership. But the Maisa, you should know it's a major shayla. So obviously the pastor is like the Shevet Alevi. How could I burn chametz? That's not mine. It's Ivan's, right? So the Emes says, this is something I was zeichel myself to ask from Nissen Karelitz. And Hitaka said, well, the way it's written over there, Mishladin, but I asked him, I understood that he said, no, Avada, that it's something that should be spoken out with the guy beforehand. Just that. The way it's written over there is mashmah, like you'll deal with the guy afterward. That we burnt your chametz and we'll explain it to you afterward. He was mashmah that when they make the original kinyanim, and now I'm a little bit involved in the Isaac and Mechir's chametz, and that's what I do. What I do is I tell the guy, I say, sometimes we might find some of your chametz on Pesach, and we might burn it. Are you okay with that? Says, yeah, usually he doesn't fight, but regularly fights, next year we take a different guy. That's the Isaac. Now, this was an interesting shaila. An interesting shaila was, somebody asked me, it's interesting to Zach, you don't find in the Paiskin to discuss this, because of our Heintige Metzias, it's a different type of Metzias. Yeah, a grocery store. Does a grocery store do a B'dikas Chametz? The person who owns a grocery store, the Makolet, he came to me and he asked me, do I do a B'dikas Chametz? It's a joke. What am I doing? The whole grocery store he's selling. It sounds funny, right? And in the store, we know you're supposed to do a bedikah in the store, in your place of work, etc. And is he supposed to be looking on the floor? What he knows is on the shelves, right? Does he have to look in the back of the drawer, if there's a bagel, is it this, is it that? Does he have to look for such a thing? The mice, again, it sounds like a funny shayla. He's telling the entire store. No, the shayla is, does he have to know everything he's selling? Does he have to know what he's selling? You tell him, no, he's selling everything on the shelves. And my sayes is Rav Yashiv, and he said, no, vadanat. Vadanat, there's no seichel to be mechayiv him. He sells the store, he locks up the store, everything that's inside of it, he sells. Now, you have to know, that's not so simple for someone who's not selling a makam amyuchat for chametz. You do have to know what you're selling. Marshall, there's something I don't always like. What I do, this is what I do, again, I'm not, I don't know if I'm calling this chumrah, or if it's something that I understand, this is the pashtus. The pashtus is that you go to the Rav, you sell. Some people, they come, they go to the Rav, they just sign their name, right? And they come on, done. Look, does it work? It works. Right? We're trying to make this mechira as real as possible. Everyone knows there's a shiloh with the mechira, it's out the rate, everyone knows that the minaklai is certain to be saying mechana mechira. But we're trying to make this mechira as real as possible. People that come to me, I always see the Ehrlichkeit, Ernstkeit, the seriousness of the Mechira, is the people that come. Okay, so some people, they come, and Mamish Mitnervin, and they start writing this place, and they write this place, and they write 8,000 places, and they come back to me 6 times, and they say to me, no, I forgot to sell this, and I forgot this place, and I forgot this place, and it's literally, so I always tell them a simple Eitzah. Right on the paper, I'm selling every place that is Mesumen, that the Shteitzah Mochalagar. And then you don't have to ever come back to me. You just keep on taking little papers every time you find another thing. Machalagai, he puts on his wife. Machalagai, his children. Machalagai. He puts it all over. Machalagai. But there's a seriousness now, and that's a real mechira. In Hilchos Cheshen Mishpat, that's a very, very binding shtar. Right? They have such an example in Cheshen Mishpat of a shtar that it writes on it. Anything that will be Messiah, I will write a piece of paper that says this is sold, this is sold, this is sold. That makes the mechira into a very real mechira. In my opinion, I think people should do that. Again, I don't know what's mekubal in England. I don't know if that's mekubal, but the ma'aseh. This, when I spoke to Rav Yashiv, he said that I should certainly be Dairish this Barabim. Certainly Dairish Barabim, that it makes much more of an Ernstkeit than Mechir. Now, the Mitzazay. Bedikas chametz in general, when we hit the bedikas chametz, it's always a shaila. This is something that, again, I don't know if what I'm going to say now is going to shock the oil. Sorry?
Does that exclude cases that you didn't want to sign?
You mean if you write that, that would already be a problem. That's berega that you're going to say, I'm selling all the places that say on it, mocher the guy, right, sold to the guy, so then any place that doesn't say that, you're going to have a problem. That is true. That's the downside of this. The mile of this is that it's a very, very real mechira. It's a very, very serious mechira. Now, the maisa, I'm going to say something now. I don't know if what I'm saying now is a chiddush to the oilam. To myself, it's not a chiddush. You'll see why. But it might be a chiddush. What exactly are you doing on bedikas chametz? So you know the shaila. Everyone here knows. Vada's a famous shaila. We cleaned the house. Right? The house has totally been nucky, the gamri. Right? I'll just give you an example. Do you go over to the kitchen table, right, and you take the flashlight and you look on the table? I say flashlight, light, lemaisa, the paiskim, they all say that it's permitted to use a light, and adabab, if you lose something, so then you turn on the light. If Adad is an Indian, maybe to make the bracha on the nair, because the Gemara is in there, and you see that the Gemara has to prove nair, it's obviously something al pikabala, it's something very, very miyuchat is in there. But lemaisa, a person certainly, chas v'chalila, shouldn't use a candle in dangerous places, and certainly al pidin, it's mutter gomer, and preferred by the Gedali Israel to use electricity, dorim yiduim. So does he come to the table, and he takes the flashlight, and he looks on the table? Is that what is he doing? Does it make any sense? Right? Does he go into the fridge and he's looking for chametz in the fridge? If we're holding by a point on Leil Bedikas chametz that maybe there's a shtickle bagel inside the fridge, then we got much bigger problems. No, I'm saying doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right. So I asked this to Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said it doesn't sound right. No, but I don't know if the Olam knows this. You go over to a table. You go over to people. They're checking in the cabinets. Right? Something doesn't sound right. Now, years ago, when I said this year, I used to say like this. I said, yes, you are checking the fridge also. Okay, maybe the table, right? Anything you see, that does not require ora ner, that sura. Look at the table. There's no bagel. Come on. You go by. You have to look everywhere. I don't know if you have to check the table, b'chal. Any place that I was menake, this is why I'm Mr. Frivoli Yashiv, any place that I was menake to such an extent that there's nothing there, bebriris, through mishmush yadayim, through the touching of your hands, or through the gilui, the pashat is galus, so then there's no Indian time to do akafis. Because chametz is not that pesach akafah, go around and around and around. So just say, now I tell you what I used to say. I used to say, yes, I do check the closets. I do check the closets and I do check the fridge. You know why? Because you always find that one thing that was maybe, you know, loich lekitnius, something that you accidentally bought and it's not for loich lekitnius, or if you get brox, it's not gebrox, or this or that. I don't know. The maisa, I don't know if that would be Machayev of a deacon. I don't think that's what Chazal had in mind. Right? And Taka, when I asked this to Rav Yashiv said that any Makim that was Menachem, was cleaned out to the extent that, in our language, you burnt out the Makim. You totally burnt the Makim. You made it a Makim Shein Machnis and Baichametz. So then, in that case, to go and look in that Makim is L'chaira, not necessary. So what is the Bedikas Chametz? And I'll tell you, this is how I do Bedikas Chametz. I understood from one of Rav Yashiv's children, this is how he did Bedikas Chametz. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying, this is how he did Bedikas Chametz. What he would do, and you should know, what I'm going to say does take time. I'm not trying to help the oilam. I'm trying to guide the oilam. It's trying to help, but to guide. People think, oh, so I don't have to do Bedikas Chametz. No, this is the tzura of how you do Bedikas Chametz. Is you come to every place, and as you go to the place, you say, you go with your wife, you say, and this place was checked. It's a tzarech habedika. You're allowed to talk. This place was checked. This place was clean. Every single time you do that, you're going to find one place that was forgotten. You're going to find one thing that wasn't done. You're going to say, well, all the clothing in here, everything here was checked, or at least put through a washing machine. Right? And then you're going to find out there was one coat that wasn't. That's habedika's chametz. You're going to go into a closet. You're going to have to see. You know, you have a child that's this big.
Why do you have to ask your wife? Why don't you do it?
No. I'm in England giving drushes now. She was masking. It's okay. I'm masking. He's a... The rest of you, the truth is, he's right. The rest of you, you're going to walk around. That's clear. That's clear. He's right. He's correct.
You do it yourself.
No, he's 100%. He's 100%. He's right. I'm with him. Right? No problem. I'm with him. But Al-Kapanim. Al-Kapanim.
Miriam was out of
Naples. Yeah. Lemaisa.
I'm going to ask if you actually do it. Don't mind. I'm going to check up on you.
That's the chayyah. That's how you do it. You walk through the house. Again, to be looking at places that are nizgala That's not necessary. Of course, it's necessary for a second. Person walks through, he doesn't have to sit on through each tile. Anything that's on the floor, as you understand, is already not a dover of any chivas, as the Paiskim say. There's not going to be on our floor something which is a emesik zayis. But again, I don't want anyone to walk out here and say, ah, so Bidikas Chametz is a joke and he doesn't have to do anything. I think the opposite. I think it'll be the first time that it's real. I think it'll be the first time that it has a... Because when a person is checking for the things he doesn't have to check, say after 10 minutes he gets bored. Right? And once he gets bored, so the first 10 minutes of the bdik, he's very seriously checking between each tile. He's very seriously checking between each corner. But then, when it's going to come afterward, and he's going to have to go over to the couch, and he's going to say, did somebody put their hand through over here and find all the sandwiches that your son doesn't like to eat? Right? Did somebody, you know, did he look in taka that's behind the closet? Maybe we forgot about that. Right? Did I check behind this closet, etc., etc.? Then it's a real bdika. He's actually doing something and has a tayalis. That's what I understand. There got to be a car. It's very negay yungalite that come back to the Pesach. So there's a whole shayla. It's hard to go into it now. It's a mitafla mitvav. It's a kind of shayla. You have to have a makim to do a bedik on. There always has to be a makim to do a bedik, which basically means that when it comes to your, let's say the bacher, the yungaman, is dira neretz Yisrael. So it's not enough to just sell the whole entire deal. Because you must have a chayvis bedika as of when leil bedikas chametz comes in. So the eighth is that you could leave over a place in Eretz Yisrael. This is for Yungalite, let's say. You could leave over a place in Eretz Yisrael. And then you did a bedika the night before you went. And this is a big topic, I think, it's Yadua to the Olam. One of the eights that's given is that if the person has, in Chutz Laretz, he comes back to his parents' house, and they rent him his room, kilo. They give him his room. So he has a chayvis bedika on his room. I must admit that I'm very misnaged to this eitza. Simply, you'll agree why. Yeah, I think you'll all agree. Because is that considered his room? Is it really rented to him, this room? I mean, okay, you could say, what do you mean? We made a kinyan, etc. But is it really rented to him? And then on Pesach, in the middle, when something happens, and one of the children that wasn't supposed to be coming comes, so we don't tell him, you're going from this room, and you're going to that room. Right? Or during the daytime, there's things in that room, and you come into the room, and you take out all the things, etc. It's not so simple to me that this has a din of a mechira and a schiras. And the Maisa, when I asked of the Yashiv, he was also loy michalei. Loy michalei, that's such a thing as a din of a schiras. The Maisa, it is interesting, there are gedolim that say, so if he has a car, on ben hazmanim, if he has a car, especially if it's a rented car, certainly, right? If he has a car, again, it'll be the same problem if it's not his car. It'll be the same problem if it's your car, but if he has a rented car, for example, on ben hazmanim, so then that, already, a car is mechayiv abedika. And Rav Yashiv held, it's a chiddush, some held not like this, Rav Yashiv held that if you have a car, you can actually make a bracha on the car. Now, that's a chiddush, because the bedika of pockets is a shayla if it's mechayiv with a bracha, bedika. That's certainly mechayiv a bedika. But that would be an eitzah. If this person would have a car, that would be considered his makim, and he'd actually be able to make a bracha on the bedika in the car. There were those that held not like this, but the Rav Yashiv at Azeika Halton. What's that? First, I'm not even so sure, because number one, if it's a rented car, the marshal, so what about the guy before? Mm-hmm. What? Sorry? That's not so simple. It's my, in my chatzer, could be it's kaina. Could be, chatzer is kaina shalemi daitai. Chatzer is kaina shalemi daitai, it's b'chal not simple. It reminds me of a case. Sorry?
In England, they clean the cars.
They clean the cars in Eretz Yisrael also. Right? And they always find the ganz gute Sach. They always find. It certainly is still mechayiv checking. I don't know if they clean it the way we do. Right? Somebody actually asked me an interesting shayla, something to think about. A person going to a hotel for Pesach. Okay, he knows he has to do a bedika and whatnot. You know, so he tells me like this. He tells me he was in a hotel. His vice says a guy should tell that the Eden are taking over. He said they have over there a fridge. He says, which is zikr, no shayla, he's not using Pesach. There's no havamin. He's not cleaning. He's not this. Right? He says inside the fridge, there's beer. They get the option of buying things, etc. That's an endless example of Mamashi. You know, when were these examples nageya? You look in Shulchan Aruch, Taf Nem and Taf Mem. You think, look, this I'm sure. Their Shulchan Aruch learned minished. You know, about taking a chrayas from a guy and pikidoinis and whatever. Like, no shah. You know, them were for sure skipping. Okay, let's go bite to the Taf Mem base, right? This is Mamashi. Like, endless example of a chametz. Shalgoi, Shakiba Olav Achrayis. A straight example. 100% Yechayiv and Chayiv Minat Torah to do Bal Yerot, Bal Yemot, whatever. I don't know what you're going to do. You can't throw out the fridge, right? And you can't throw out his beer, but you have to get rid of it. You have to tell the people we don't want it here because it's your responsibility. It's certainly your responsibility. Sorry? Oh, okay. So the person wants to know, can you sell the chametz? Fine. Number one, that would be an example of where certainly yishtar mechira doesn't cover. What am I saying? I'm sorry. You're certainly yishtar. I'm sorry. Let me explain. Your shtar mechira certainly doesn't cover this because zikr not a daita, because you never heard of it until today. Number one. Number two is that not everybody likes to sell chametz gomer. It's also not so simple. Fine, but if you put that together, if a person puts on it a sign that says machr l'goy, it's big as a day. Right? It's a date. That's already a guy's find a thing. You can sell
it's
it to a guy.
You pay for.
But it's your chrayis. Because if you would come to the hotel on the last day and they say, hey, where's the beer? Where's the beer? So you say, oh, I don't know. Mistama Ivan, the guy who I sold my chametz to, he took it. Right? So what would they say? They say, okay, they're not going to say, we'll go to Ivan. They're coming to you. And that's chametz 100% should keep a love of chayis. The kol hashitis, the kol hapaiskim that ever lived and ever will live. There's no shayla. That's exactly it's the idea nobody would think of. That's
you
the knack.
Come again?
Like I explained, but it's not something that anybody here would have realized, right? That's a bad one, right? The high raya, the person that called me, he just thought, he didn't know what to do with it. You have to sell it.
Do anything to it.
No, sealing it is not enough. You have to sell it. Sealing it is not enough. No, that's what I'm explaining. It's chametz that you are mekabla chayit. Convert the Gemara and sell them at that payment base. Convert the Gemara. Again, I don't want any chametz. I don't want any chametz. No shame. Okay. Now, by side, the Ben Ish Chai in Parshat Tzav. The Ben Ish Chai, by side, in Parshat Tzav. I see I was right to give a share about these in Yonah. I know my people. Into the man. I know that you guys are going to have Zevach Mishpoch at the table. That's what I know I was right to say. In Ben Ish Chai and Parshat Tzav, the Ben Ish Chai brings down a whole Maisa about somebody that they came to him in a Chaloim and that he ate Shreif, so the Gefrelcha Maisa, and he woke up. It turned out because he didn't brush his teeth. That's how the Ben Ish Chai brings the story. He didn't brush his teeth. That is not on a Tuesday. It's something to tell your children. If you don't brush your teeth, it's like a treif. But this is on Erev Pesach. At the Seder night, you ate treif. Right? Just answer the Ben Ish Chai says, from here, you see, you have to brush your teeth. You know, the Maisa, people don't realize. You know when you have to brush your teeth? You have to brush your teeth in the morning, right before this man. You know, we all know when it comes to Yom Kippur to do that. That's Gornish Pashit. You should. I'm not stopping it, right? But here's Gornish Pashit. Gornish Pashit. That if you have to brush your teeth, I don't brush your teeth. I don't want to wash your mouth out. You certainly have to do something before this man is there. It's not going to happen. You know, you're very busy at that point. That's why I mentioned it. The person quickly had a bagel. Not a bagel, but he had something. And sure, the last bit of chametz. He comes out. He quickly runs. He burns the chametz. And now he comes back. He's got things in his teeth. You got to make sure to find a minute to brush your teeth. Number two. Number three, very interesting thing. When it comes to the burning of the chametz, this I think I heard from Eliashiv. If you take the all the different things that the children take and they pour on the bread and they pour, you know, I don't know, I'm not saying you should pour gasoline or whatever, but they pour all types of things, anything that they can find that they can burn, they take over there and they burn, etc. So right away, you're already mafsel the chametz, minachilas kelev. You're already mafsel it, and now you're burning something that doesn't have a shame chametz. Maisa, this is what they say from different paiskim. I asked for the Yashiv, he says, kedai to be chleishish. I said, why is it not medina? There's an Indian to burn chametz. If Yashiv Hel, talk like the Shagazari, you have to make sure you burn one shtick. Right? So the Velt says from Rav Shlomo Zalman that maybe it's a scholas asreifa. So one big hemshich till sreifa. First the gasoline and then the fire. Maisa, what I understood from the Yashiv is not like that. He said a very gishmak esvara. He said, because what happens when you burn the chametz? He says, you take the chametz, you fire, you put it on the chametz, and now the fire becomes the fuel. Fuel gets fueled from the gasoline or whatever is there, and it burns it out. Now, in the middle over there, about 5 minutes in, that chametz has already lost all the gasoline. And it becomes already a piece of chametz. And it becomes ice nifsel l'chilas kelev. It becomes ice nifsel l'chilas kelev in the middle. It's just on the svar. It comes out that taka, when I pour the gasoline on, it's not something that's going to remain in a matzav of nifsel l'chilas kelev. It's just not. It's just on the zav. In other words, when I pour on gasoline, and I would leave it there, the menchanam is nifsel. But when I take fire and I put it on it, so it swallows up all the gasoline. That's how it works. It's the fuel of it. And then afterward, it's going to remain in the mass of the bread. So I sounded to me like a chiddush. To me, it sounded like a chiddush. And Taka, there was a big siyata shmaya on my way to America. There was a certain person who was a great scientist. Who was sitting near me? I don't know, Grace a scientist or whatever, but I saw you. All these scientists and everything, etc. It turns out that he's Taka. One of these guys with the crotons and the protons and all the different interesting things. And I said, I asked him this question. To me, it sounded like a chiddush, like, you know, I don't know. Yashiv, does he really know? He told me it's punklach. That's how it works. Bidiyuk. It says it takes about 4 or 5 minutes. Punklach. I don't know. He didn't say punklach. He said, but it takes about 5 minutes, and then it becomes mamish roi lachila. My language, it becomes right. Lachila, the gasoline is all gone, and then it burns in the mail. And certainly, he says, a dog would have a field day with this.
It still smells, apparently.
The dog has no problem with the food that smells. Sorry?
The dog would not.
My dog does. My dog. Okay, I'll tell you. Abi Messiah, Rabbi Isai. Abi Messiah, one last thing. Manishtana halayla hazeh. One last shayla. Manishtana halayla hazeh. Why is it not Manishtana halayla hazeh? Not Laila. Laila is taka, is a comet, hey, it's taka, it's a nakeva. So why not? Mashana Laila Azois, it should say. So the answer is, as it said from the Vilna Gaon, which Mamish you see when we learned halachas together, it says Agishmak. It said because their nach, it's lichtigkeit, it's kula yoim. Confirm the Zayir taka. This night, the night of Pesach, the Manishtana Laila Azois, it's kula yoim. Yoim is a zacher. This night shines, this night is lichtig. Toilam together, the Freitzach Taka, it's a night to put in a muna. Rav Moshe Zechreina Levracha writes in the Tshuva that the Iker Chinach, Moshe, the Tshuva, the Iker Chinach in our door has to be, you teach a child to be Maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the night that the person could do that. The Manishtana Laila Hazeh, Manishtana Laila Hazois, it's Kula Yoim, the Ibel's Health and Taka, Zom Taka, a lichtig Pesach Taka, a Freitzach Pesach, a Kosher Pesach, and a Zisa Pesach.